The rest of the story. Andrea's daughter was age 6 when she began to stutter. Nobody knows why. She just started stammering. Relatives and friends did their best to reassure the girl's parents. The impediment would probably pass with time, they said, but the stuttering did not go away. If anything, it grew worse. When teachers called on her in class, the child froze. She knew the answers to their questions. But struggle as she might, the words simply would not come out. And then the other children would snicker, and the teacher would call on somebody else. And every time it happened, it reinforced the youngster's fear of speaking. By the 6th grade, she was in psychotherapy. Perhaps there was some emotional basis for the child's stammering, some suggested. And yet, after months of analysis, the therapist discovered only a very nice, a slightly anxious little girl with a very big speaking problem. Reading aloud from a printed page seemed hardest for her. That made recitation assignments in school virtually impossible. Even the thought of standing up in front of a class was enough to make the child's facial muscles contort. By the time she entered high school, the teenager had resigned herself to all but absolute silence. Since it was so difficult to say anything, she reasoned, perhaps it was better to say nothing at all. But Mother Andrea, her mother, refused to give up, and that is the rest of the story. One day, Andrea called her shy 16-year-old into the kitchen. And she said, "They won't let you do this in school, dear, but I want you to do something for me. Whenever you want to ask for something here at home, instead of asking for it, I want you to sing it. Just sing out the words." The girl was amazed at the suggestion. What could that possibly do? But Mother Andrea had heard that there were singers who in the past had been stutterers, and perhaps she could overcome her affliction that way. "Go ahead anyway," she said, "and try." Well, something miraculous seemed to happen that day, whatever it was. Her voice came out perfectly and clearly enunciated. At least for that time, at least while Andrea's daughter was singing, her stammer was gone. And there was a lot of singing around the house after that. That quiet teenager never did overcome her fear of public speaking, or any kind of performing for that matter, but thanks to her singing voice and thanks to recordings of that voice, the whole world has unwittingly shared in her triumph over stuttering, and for more than 2 decades. Next time you hear the song, "That's the way I've always heard it should be," next time you hear the song, "Anticipation," next time you hear the song, "You're So Vain," and the other song, "Nobody Does It Better," I hope you'll recall the woman who wrote and recorded them, but I hope you'll also remember her as a child, struggling to make herself understood, and who almost gave up. A quiet little girl named Carly Simon. Now you know the rest of the story.